The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 35, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 15th, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
Bhave asmin klesamananam avidya kamakarma. Bhaveshmin klesamananam avidya kamakarma bhi sabanas maranarhani karishan iti kechana. This is a very important verse. Bhave asmin, asmin means this, and bhave, the material world. Bhava means to grow, means which has taken birth, that requires grow. In the material world, there are six kinds of changes. First of all, birth, then grow, then stay for some time, then producing some byproduct, then diminishing, dwindling, and then vanish. These are the six kinds of changes. Just like this body, it has taken birth at a certain date, and it has grown, that the child is growing. And growing, it will stay. Not immediately vanish, it will stay. And while staying, it will create some byproduct. From this body, so many sons and daughters will come, byproduct. Even tree, they produce also, everyone. Then it becomes old, no more strength. And when it is very old, finish. These are called saravika. That is on account of this body. So, after finishing this body, then I am not finished. I am there. I am this gross body finished, but I am within this subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. The subtle body carries me to another gross body. These so-called scientists, medical men, they cannot see the subtle body. Although one has to accept, just like I have got mind, you have got mind, but I cannot see your mind, you cannot see my mind. I have got intelligence, you have got intelligence, everyone knows. But you cannot see my intelligence, I cannot see your intelligence. They are very subtle. So, and beyond that, the spirit soul is still subtle. So minute quantity. So what these material scientists will see, they cannot see the mind, intelligence, ego, and what to speak of the soul, therefore they say this body is everything and there is nothing more. But actually there is not the fact. The fact is that the spirit soul is very, very small. Keshagra sadabhagasya satadha kulipitasya cha. Keshagra, the tip of the hair, agrabhag, front portion. Satabhagasya. You divide into, can you do it? Take one hair and divide into 100 parts? No. That is not possible. But if the direction is there, if you can, you can do it. Satabhagasya. Then again take one part of that satabhag, 100 part. Again make it 100 part. It is not possible, impossible by the so-called scientists. But how to learn? Then you have to learn from the authority. It is like this, that much. It is not under your experimental knowledge. That is not possible. Because your knowledge is so imperfect, you cannot deal with these things. But these rascals, they think, because it cannot deal with these things, they think that the matter is the cause of life. That's all. Matter, material. But that is, they have not been able to do so. Take matter in the laboratory chemicals and produce a small insect with hands and legs and eyes. You see, every night. Small, very, very small, but still it has got hands, legs and everything. Eyes, otherwise how they are coming to the light? Very small. So we are getting bhava. Bhava from the small insect up to the Brahma. Abrahma bhavana stambha. Abrahma stambha. Everyone. That is called bhava. There are 8,400,000 different forms of life, and we are finishing one body, entering another body. Tathā dehāntara prāpti. Krishna says, either you have to reject Krishna's word, or you have to reject all this so-called scientific research. But we are placed to Krishna consciousness. We cannot reject Krishna's word. So it is accepted that tathā dehāntara prāpti. Now Krishna says that you have to accept another body. Everyone has to accept. Now he does not say that after this body, the next change will be this body. He does not say. He does not say. So, because that will depend, as it is said here, avidya kama karma bhi. Avidya, every living entity is within this material world under avidya. Avidya karma sangha anya titiya shakti rishati. There are many potencies of God, Krishna, parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate. Many, millions. So they have been summarized into three. What is that? The external potency, internal potency, two, and third, marginal potency. The marginal potency and internal potency, they are of the same quality. They are of same quality. There is another potency, that is called external potency. What is that external potency? Na avidya karma sangha anya titiya shakti rishyat. Vishnu shakti para prokta khetra jnakhya tatha para. Vishnu shakti, the Lord's potency, is para. That is spiritual. Vishnu Shakti Para. Vishnu Shakti Para. Vishnu Shakti. And Khetrajna Kha Tatha Para. And Khetrajna, the living entities. The Khetrajna is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Idam sariram khetram iti abhidhiyate. And one who knows this khetra, khetrajna iti abhidhiyate, these are stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So the living entity is Khetragya. So Khetragya is also para. But besides these two shakti, there is another Titiya shakti, which is avidya. Everything in ignorance. Here in this material world, everyone is in ignorance. Everyone. Even Brahma. Brahma, he was ignorant, but he was given knowledge by Krishna. Tini Brahma Rida. Adikavai. Adikavai means Brahma. So the Vedic knowledge, Tini Brahma. Brahma means this Vedic knowledge. Sabda Brahma. So, there was one creature, Brahma only, and he was educated. How he was educated? Rida. Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddhe-sarjuna-dishte. Because at that time there is no other way but to transfer the knowledge from within. Buddhi-yogam dadamitam jina-māma-pajāntiti. That is Chaitya-guru, Krishna, Paramātmā. So Brahmā was also educated. That means, beginning from Brahmā, down to the small insect, they are all in ignorance. All fools understand. That is the constitutional position. Nobody should be proud of his knowledge. Everyone is a rascal. Everyone. Here it is said, Krishmananam avidya kama karma bhi. The Brahma is desiring that if I can get the opportunity, the post of Brahma, and I can create a big universe. He was also thinking like that. And the small insects, it is also thinking like that. If I can create a small hole within the room, then I can live very peacefully. The same potential. As Brahma is thinking to create an universe, you are thinking to create a skyscraper building. The ant is thinking to create a hole within the room. The quality of the work is the same. But because we are fools, that these things are material, it will not stay. On account of ignorance, we are thinking that this will be very nice, this will be very nice, this will be very nice. Kama karma bhi. Creating some kama desire and working in that. Therefore, klishanti, to become Brahma, that is not very easy thing. Brahma is such a big post, very qualified, highly advanced in austerities, penance. He is given. He is also a living entity. Just like in your America, you are also a citizen, and President Nixon or Ford, he is also a citizen. But by dint of his ardent labor and diplomacy, this way that he has captured that post. But he is an ordinary citizen. Just like President Nixon, now he is dragged down. He is no more president, ordinary citizen. Similarly, if you like, you can also become Brahma. Kama karma bhi. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Brahma janme nahi mora ash. Kita janma hau jathatu adash. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. They let me become one insect where there is your devotee. Because if I fall down on the dust of the devotee, my life is successful. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, kita janma hau jathatu Bohirmog Brahma. Brahma Janma is not easy. It is very difficult. But if Brahma is Bohirmog, Bohirmog means not devotee of Krishna, it is possible. Because we are in ignorance, Maya, at any time we can forget Krishna. Therefore we have to always be engaged in Krishna consciousness, so that we may not forget Krishna. That is stated here. Sravana smarana arahana. Sravana means hearing, and smarana means memorizing, and arahana means worshipping the deity. If you engage yourself always in this business, all the centers are being opened only for this business. Chanting, dancing, worshipping, so that we may not forget Krishna. So, sadātadabhāva-bhāvita, if we are always engaged in thinking of Krishna, then there is chance at the end of life, ante nārāyana smriti. Then there is chance. Everything has to be practiced, just like if you want to dance in the stage. So, you have to perform many rehearsals. How to dance? How to dance? How to dance? Then, if you become expert dancer, then when you dance on the stage, you get very good dance. But that very good dancer, you cannot say, I go immediately to the stage and I become a good dancer. That is not possible. If one says, no, I shall not attend the rehearsal. You give me the stage, I say, no director will allow me. Then he's a rascal. You cannot become all of a nice dancer without practicing it. So, real purpose of life is ante narayana smriti. Janjanga bapi smarana bhavam tajatante. If at the time of death you can remember, you can memorize Krishna, then your life is successful. Smarana. So, it has to be practiced. You have got that? You could not? So, asmin bhave, this is the problem. These rascals, they do not care to understand. They are so absorbed in ignorance, just like some of the smugglers, they go on with their work. They do not know, some of them know also, that we will be punished, we will be arrested, still they go on. That is the difficulty. A thief knows that if I am arrested for this criminal act, I will be punished. He knows it. And perhaps he has been punished several times, but he still commits the same thing. He steals. Puna puna chadvita chadmana. So why? Ignorance. So therefore this very word it is, avidya. He never thinks, he is so much absorbed in ignorance that he has no time to think that repeatedly I am stealing and repeatedly I am arrested and I am punished, I am sent to jail. Why I am doing this? Result is not very good. Just like a person too much sexually inclined, he suffers in so many venereal diseases, undergoes operation, and still he goes to prostitute, again does the same thing. This is avaidha stri sangha. illegitimate, legitimate also. After sex, the woman is pregnant and she has to suffer for 10 months, and at the time of delivery it is very dangerous sometimes. And the man also, after he gets the child, he has to take care of the child, he has to work hard to give education. This is proper sex. With the proper sex there are so many difficulties. And what you speak of the improper sex, you kill the child, you take contraceptive, you make this, you make that. Therefore Shastra says, bahu dukkha bhajo, after sex life. Oh, there are so many troubles, bahu dukkha bhajo. Simply trouble, either legitimate or illegitimate. Simply trouble. Atipantani hakkarpana. But because he is a rascal, ignorant, he is not satisfied. Again does the same thing. Puna puna charibita charivana. Again. This is called bhavarup. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham kanduyani nakarayu rivadukha dukham. Viva dukkha dukham. Simply trouble. Therefore Vedic civilization is to train this small boy to remain a brahmachari. Not to take trouble. But if one is unable, he is allowed. So on being trained up in the beginning as brahmachari, he does not stay for many years in the family life. He retires very soon and becomes vanaprastha, then sannyas. That is the training. So here it is said, Klishamananam, everyone is suffering. Birds, beasts, animals, and trees, plants, and even Brahma, even Indra. Indra is also not safe. He is always anxious. Nobody competitor may not come. So here in this material world, everyone is krishamana, suffering, at least with anxiety. Sada samudvigna asat grahat. Tas sadhu manne surabhadra dehinam sada samudvigna dhiyam asat grahat. Everyone in this material world, always anxiety. Krishamananam, that what is called. Asmin bhave Krishamananam. Why Krishamananam? Why they are always suffering in anxiety? Avidya kama karma bhi. Because they are rascals. Therefore Krishna is giving so much stress, you rascal, give up all this business, you surrender unto me. Because everyone is rascal. That is Krishna's very good mercy. He is the Supreme Father. Therefore, directly he says, Sarva Guhyatama, this is the most confidential knowledge I am giving you. Rascal, you give up everything and simply surrender. Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mami Gangsa. That is required. But Kunti says that you have come to teach rascals like these and engage them in this business, savana smarana arahana. Savana, because this is bhakti. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. But they are so rascals. As soon as the Vaishnavas begin, Savanam Kirtan Vishnu, the rascal Swami will say, no, any name Savan will do. Any name. Why Vishnu or Kali? You know, in Bengal, there is a party, Kali Kirtan. What is this nonsense, Kali Kirtan? In the Shastra, there is no such thing as Kali Kirtan. Kirtan means Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu Kirtan. But these rascals have discovered because they are very fertile brain, and they can discover something. Jatamat tato. I have discovered this. What is this? Kali Kirtan. Dugga Kirtan. But Shastra does not say. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not say. Shastra says, Hare Nama. The holy name of Hari, Krishna. Not any other name. Not any other name. So, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. When there is question of Sravanam, Arahanam, and these things are of Vishnu. Where is that verse? So this Sravanam Kirtanam has been described by Sukadeva Goswami in Canto 2nd chapter 4, very nicely. He said, Jat Kirtanam Jat Smaranam Jat Ikshanam Jat Vandanam Jat Sravanam Jat Arahanam Lokasya Shraddha Vidhunoti Kalmasam Tasmai Subhadda Savasi Namo Namo. Very nicely explained. Sukadeva Goswami, before speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, is offering his obeisances to Krishna. What is that? I offer my obeisances Tasmai unto him. Subhadda Sravase. Simply hearing of him is Subhadra, not Abhadra. Subhadra. Subhadra Sravase Namo Namo. So, Sukadeva Goswami, Jat Kirtanam, Jat Smaranam. Either you glorify Krishna. There are so many glorifications. The whole Bhagavat is glorification. So you have got, this is the glorification by Sukadeva Goswami. Jat Kirtanam, Jat Smaranam. Either you glorify or simply meditate upon him, Jat Smaranam. Jat Ikshanam. Simply, if you sit down in front of the deity and go on seeing, bas. Do nothing. Simply see how nicely dressed is Krishna, how nicely dressed is Radharani. Simply, if you see, it is said, jad ikshanam, jad ikshanam. Sravanam kirtanam, if you have no capacity to chant, or if you have no such fixed up mind, your mind is so disturbing that you cannot fix up your mind in Krishna, then the chance is given here is deity, you simply see. Simply see. And if you are engaged in the service, there is good chance of seeing always 24 hours while you are cleansing the floor of the temple or the room, you are seeing. You are dressing, you are seeing. You are bathing, you are seeing. You are offering food, you are seeing. This is the process. So people are so rascals, they do not come even to see. They are so fallen down. They do not come. What is this? Deity worship. Idol worship. Idol worship. They will worship Gandhi statue and this statue, that statue. But when they are asked to come here and see the deity worship nicely, no, this is the idol worship. I have seen in Calcutta that Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee statue there is in the Chaurangi Square. So, in the morning, these ordinary sweepers, they'll clean the statue with their brush. Because whole year, the crows have passed tool on the face. So, it has become a very solid stool fixed up. So I've seen it, brushing like this. This is their archanam. This is allowed. And if you worship the deity, bathe the deity, this is idol worship. And that municipal brass, sweeping brass, and on the face of Sarasvatos Mukherjee, brushing, that is very good. Just see how much rascal there. In the morning this business is done, and in the evening all big men will come and flowering, garland, full of garlands. And after evening they'll go away, and again next morning the crows will pass too. That kind of worship is accepted. And if you install deity of Krishna and worship him nicely, these are for the fools and rascals, less intelligent. And he is very intelligent. This is going all over the world. They are worshipping Napoleon, they are worshipping, I have seen in Paris, Napoleon statue. France and Napoleon one. I asked them, where is your Napoleon? France is there, but where is your Napoleon? So, these things are going on all over the world. Why? No, avidya. The disease is avidya, kama karma bhi. So people are so much embarrassed with this avidya, kama karma bhi. And to educate them, to rescue them from these clutches of avidya, kama karma bhi, is this Sevanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam policy. That is the Savant Savastand. So, that is explained in this verse also by Sukadeva Goswami. Jat Kirtanam Smaranam Jat Ikshanam. Kirtanam Smaranam. And if you are unable to do this, just like these children, they cannot meditate. That simply they sit down and see Krishna. Here is Krishna, here is Radharani. That is also a small child. He also gets the benefit. An animal gets the benefit. Simply by seeing. Just bandhanam. And if you are still more intelligent, then offer prayer. Either of these. Jat bandhanam, jat sravanam, jat arahanam. These similar parallels, arahanam. If you are expert, trained by your spiritual master how to worship, that is arahanam. And sravanam, the same thing. Jat bandhanam, offering prayers. Samaradhan. Therefore, I say that the Christian, they are also Vaishnava. The Muslims, they are also Vaishnava, very lower stage, because they are offering prayer, jat bandhanam. They offer prayer, O God, give us our daily bread. They do not know very much, but the beginning is there. Beginning is there, because they have approached chaturvidha bhajante maam. Sukriti and Arjuna, that going to the church or going to the mosque, that is also pious activities. One day they will come out pure Vaishnava. One day. But that beginning is good. But atheism, don't go to church, don't go to temple, don't go to mosque, this propaganda is very, very dangerous to the human society. Thank you very much.